This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want as we kick off the third hour of the program. You may take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in through our Matrix chat server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. There are instructions there on how to get on that server and how to call in. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So, Chris, you're about to get into a story regarding Amazon and the latest changes to the law over in the UK and how this is going to affect third-party sellers. Because when you buy things on Amazon, sometimes they're fulfilled by Amazon. And then you get the, you know, like if you've got Amazon Prime, you get Amazon Prime there. If, you know, whatever. It's coming from the Amazon warehouse. Somebody, you know, robot or whatever at Amazon is picking that. It's going into a box. It's going out from Amazon. But there are also a bunch of third-party sellers, items that are being offered by individuals or corporations that are selling on the platform, sort of like, you know, eBay has a bunch of third-party
sellers. It's just like, I shouldn't say just like eBay, because unlike eBay, Amazon is also selling its own products on its own website.
That's true. And yeah. We have a co-host, actually, Conan, our Tuesday night co-host. He regularly is a bookseller. He's, you know, gets books in different places and resells them on Amazon. So
yeah, he's sold out to the devil.
He's just trying to make money. I mean, you know, people online, unfortunately, there aren't a lot of good competition to eBay.
There's not.
You know?
And that's the whole reason not to sell on Amazon.
But it's like eBay and Amazon are the two biggies, you know?
Hey,
where are they supposed to go?
I'm guilty of selling one of our products on eBay.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
And it's gotten worse and worse on both of these platforms over the years. I mean, they're terrible platforms. They take an arm and a leg from these sellers.
Well, yeah, it's 30 somewhere. It's over 30% on Amazon.
And it's like at least 15, I think, on eBay. I mean, they're big chunks.
Yeah, it's somewhere between 10 and 15% on eBay, I believe.
They need replace.
Well, and now it's going to get worse. What's the latest news?
So Amazon, so the title of this story, so this is coming to us from The Guardian, and it's, I'm sure, well, yeah, I think they're a little bit lefty for me, but Amazon,
they're pro-state, whatever they are.
Yeah. I mean, this is Snowden worked for them, or he...
Snowden's story was broken by
The Guardian.
Right?
Yes, yeah, originally, okay. Amazon, that's where he got his initial start. Amazon to escape UK digital services tax that will hit smaller traders. The U.S. tech company's third-party sellers face a 2% rise in the amount that they pay.
Jesus.
Amazon will not have to pay the U.K.'s new digital service tax on products it sells directly to consumers. But small traders who sell products on its site will face increased charges. So,
sorry, little guy.
This is the outrage of this whole story is the fact that they were attacking Amazon and Google and all of these big tech companies.
The politicians. Okay.
And
verbally, they were attacking them.
Yep. And they are going after them because they make too much money. Okay.
That's going after them to make them richer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so basically, they're going on and on and on about how this is unfair to,
the little guy.
The little guy.
Right.
And then what do? They pass a law
that attacks the little guy.
And what happens? No. Now Amazon forcefully has this 2% tax that they apply to the sellers on Amazon.com that they have to collect on behalf of these, you know, companies selling on their platform.
Wow.
But they don't have to apply that tax to them. So it's actually giving the smaller guy disadvantaging them and
Amazon.
Propping up Amazon.
Yeah, and Amazon is being used as the enforcer of this tax. So if you're selling through their platform, they are going to force the tax to be collected. You cannot avoid it.
Yep. And the United States government has done something similar. Not so much in that, not so much in that there's a tax that is specific to the sellers on platforms, but what they did was when it comes to sales taxes, if you say sell something on eBay to somebody in another state, even though we're operating out of New Hampshire, there's no sales tax here.
Right.
But if I ship something and I sold something through eBay, eBay will collect the tax for the state that the goods are shipping to.
God.
So I can't even refuse to collect or pay that tax. And the worst thing is that I may already be obligated to pay that tax anyway. So I might be paying a tax twice. Potentially, yes. Because we operate a legitimate business on eBay and are not just a little seller on eBay like a regular consumer. So, yeah, that tax could end up getting paid twice. It's screwed up. So, yeah, Amazon will not have to pay the UK's new digital services tax on products it sells directly to consumers, but small traders who sell products on its site will face increased charges. The tax, which aims to get tech companies such as Amazon, Google, and Facebook to pay more in tax in the UK. No, this is more like getting...
the reverse is true.
Yeah, I mean, they say one thing, and then they do the exact opposite.
That's what they do.
It's forecast to eventually bring
it's
about...
It's interesting that the newspaper is reporting both sides of the story,
right?
But it's reporting them both as simultaneously true when
right?
they contradict each other.
The story itself contradicts, like, what's... It just blows my mind. 500 million, I believe this is British pounds, annually to the exchequer.
Exchequer of state.
I don't know what that is. Is that
exchequer? It's like French
like
for cashier.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it's some sort of
the tax office.
Government, yeah, it's government tax office, I guess. Amazon has already stated that the 2% tax on revenues made in the UK will be passed on to sellers, but it will not be adding the charge to the cost of advertising on its platform. Oh, how nice. So basically it benefits you.
Okay, hold on. Before you go on here.
Yeah.
So this is applying not just to Amazon. This is applying to a lot of online sellers. I know that ThinkPenguin.com had, at least in the past, some sort of UK customers and even a distribution warehouse. And I feel like I vaguely recall you saying that was going to get shut down.
We shut that down.
Okay.
We shut that down. And that was in response to the GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation. And we were not going to subject ourselves to, we removed every reference to Europe or any country in Europe from our website in order to... not come under
can what, people in Europe still buy from ThinkPenguin.com?
Yes, but we do not target customers in Europe in any way. We do not advertise to customers in Europe intentionally or anything of that nature.
Now, for listeners that maybe you know weren't paying attention to tech news, GDPR got some coverage on this show back when it was being implemented. That's the thing where there all these cookies notices that you always encounter now every time you go to the damn websites.
I hate those
you don't
things.
Even know the half of it. So a lot of websites, if you haven't been to Europe in the last couple of years.
I've never been.
Oh, okay. So if you go to Europe, I've been to Europe, and you try to access websites, like in news websites.
Europe-based news websites or U.S.?
Like U.S.-based news websites.
This I have done through VPNs and been denied completely.
You will be blocked from accessing it. It's
outrageous.
Literally causing censorship in Europe because of the general data, the GDPR.
I wonder if that's the purpose, the same as the masks and the lockdowns keep us from communicating.
Yeah, and they said that, and it's amazing how the people on the left...
they can tell different lies in their press than they tell in our press, and we won't know the difference.
There's some of that probably going on, but it's amazing the lies and the manipulation and the excuses that people on the left will make for how the GDPR is this good law. And it's like
we need to let people know about cookies.
I know, right? And it's
everywhere.
There's no way for every small website operator out there to comply with every other jurisdiction out there in terms of their laws.
It's insane. And I don't understand why people try to do it. And this is one of my one gripes with Telegram as far as it being, it's a great app for chatting, but when they released they were about to release their token that they were going to come out with, TON token, TON network, and a court in, I think it was New York State, decided that they were going to put in some sort of a subpoena against them and sent them a notice saying, whoa, we, this court over here in this other jurisdiction that you don't have any kind of, you have no nexus in, we have declared that you are a bad company and you shan't be releasing this token. And then they actually went to court and tried to fight them. I would have just ignored them completely and gone ahead and released the token.
So theoretically, you should be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
And in many cases, that is the appropriate thing to do. If you're in Russia,
ignore them.
That would make sense. Ignore them. But the problem is so many countries have extradition treaties with the United States. Mm-hmm. And the extradition treaty says basically you'll extradite your citizens to our country.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't actually matter because we have a good government here. Like, yeah, we're just going to do it, and you get to decide whether or not the person's guilty,
and that's
even
what's
though
happening.
It's not illegal in that country.
Right, and now John McAfee's caught up in an extradition hearing in Spain as a result
of that. Yeah, doesn't surprise
me. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Korchatsky's coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
All right, so we go, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, if you want to make them, you can bring up anything that you want here. 855-450-FREE. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divi, where setting up a masternode has been made super easy. Even, you know, just your average user can now do it. And, of course, the more hardcore out there want to do it themselves. Apparently, those instructions are available. We're interested in hearing from somebody that has done their own Divi masternode setup without the sort of the easy route. DiviProject.org is where you can go to learn more and get in touch with the folks from Divi. They've got their own Telegram channel where you can ask questions. You can purchase Divi directly from them, or you can, of course, go to several exchanges and grab some Divi there. DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project. Project.org. And speaking of cryptocurrencies, John McAfee, the eccentric crypto millionaire, I suspect because he used to charge $100,000 worth of crypto just to do a tweet. There's probably no doubt he's got several millions worth. He is...
Yeah, but he's gone through a lot of pressure.
That's true. And he got caught recently in Spain, where he was arrested on behalf of the U.S. federal government on charges of so-called tax evasion. The father of the eponymous antivirus software and the P.T. Barnum-like promoter of head-scratcher crypto tokens, this is according to Decrypt.co, reported today, quote, "Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine," unquote. So McAfee tweeting from inside jail that if he turns up dead, he didn't do it.
Was it the guy who sold him the phone?
What phone?
The phone he tweeted from.
Oh, I don't know. I presume there was a prison guard in that particular case that sold him the phone. But Epstein's arrest, and or maybe he's calling it in. He may be calling in tweets, you know, like having his wife do the tweeting for him on the outside.
Ah, that could be.
Epstein's arrest.
And sometimes they sing like a bird in there.
Subsequent death has been the subject of much conspiracy talk, of course. It spawned the now famous Epstein didn't kill himself meme. And it's all McAfee's way of saying he's not planning on killing himself soon. He says in jail, this is a tweet from McAfee, "I'm content in here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself," he says, "all Epstein will be no fault of mine." Janice McAfee, his wife, tweeted earlier in the day to expect direct messages from the living legend, though she didn't say how. Quote, "I spoke with John this morning. He's doing well and says not to worry about him. He's got this. He now has limited access to Twitter from prison, so..."
That's just great. Limited access to Twitter from prison. Limited. Yeah. You know, as bad as you know, the prisons are mm-hmm. in, like, everywhere. I have to say, like, if he's got access to Twitter, it's got to be 1,000 times better than a prison in the U.S.
That sounds pretty good, yeah. For sure. She says, "So expect to see direct tweets from him whenever he can. Please don't ask how. Just appreciate the mystery," she says.
Oh, so maybe it's a smuggled in self. They have that in the U.S. too.
There's a good chance of that, yeah.
I thought he was literally being provided access by the prison to Twitter.
Not likely. Immediately after McAfee's arrest, Janice had tweeted that her husband was with her, but it turned out that both accounts are managed by interns. So is John tweeting from Spanish jail while enjoying paella, or is his intern sipping margaritas on a boat in the Caribbean while asking, what would John do? Last week, McAfee reported via Janice's account that he was having a good time in prison, given what would...
This is hilarious.
Giving what would probably...
That's so McAfee,
yeah. Right?
He probably is, too, because he's a gregarious enough guy, and he's interesting enough that he would have all those bored guys eating out of his hand.
He gave what would be considered a 4-star Yelp review, if not for the murderers. Quote, "We can wear whatever clothes we want," he wrote. "We can smoke and socialize. It's like the Hilton without turndown service."
Wow.
McAfee, according to the Department of Justice, didn't file taxes on his earnings from shilling cryptocurrency ICOs and illegally routed money through accounts in
Who
a different
wrote this name. Story?
Decrypt.co.
Okay, because they literally said shilling.
That's, yes, that's what they said.
That's not something journalists usually say.
Well, I'm not saying it's journalism, but that is a pretty accurate term for what McAfee has done. I mean, he was basically a shill for anyone who would pay him. I mean, look, the guy is entertaining as hell. There's no doubt about it. But he'll also take money from, you know, anybody that's got $100,000 and
breath. Yeah, if they got $100,000, I'll take it too.
Would you? Would you really take $100,000 to promote a scheme or a scam?
Well, I mean, he said exactly what he was doing. He said, "I am getting paid to make these tweets."
Yep.
So he wasn't dishonest. He didn't create the illusion he was pushing his opinion.
But earlier in the show, you were talking about how important it was to format hard drives before you sold them from customers that were leaving them at computer shops for too long. And now you're saying you would shill absolutely anything as long as you told people in advance that you're shilling?
Yeah, if I told them that I was doing that, that I'm not telling any lies. It's like saying, yeah, I'm playing this character on TV. Guess what? I'm, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, this is...
But, without the 13-year-old.
This sounds a little to me like, it's kind of like blaming the companies that produce the content for a show when it's it's clearly the company who is, showing or not producing the show, but airing the show has advertisements that go alongside it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't actually believe that the person who's endorsing the product is doing so because they want to endorse the product. They're doing so because they're being paid to endorse the product.
Well, it depends, right? So, like, on this radio show, for instance, when our ads run during the commercial breaks, we don't even know what they all are.
Right.
Right? So we...
That's kind of the point that I'm making, right? Like,
But that's different than putting my voice behind a thing, right? So, I mean, some people have a tough time discerning all these subtleties or whatever. But if there's... So, like, a radio station that's going to run an advertisement, we don't even know... We got 190 radio stations, right?
Sure.
So there's dozens and dozens of different ads running out there. We have no idea what they are. They certainly don't have our voice on them.
Yep.
John McAfee was using his Twitter account, his social media account, presumably his voice, even if it's being run by an intern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's presumably his, it's got his face on it.
Sure.
It's purportedly him. And he's saying, buy this thing, this is a great crypto, or whatever it was that he was saying to promote these cryptos, that many of them may have not been great. In fact, I know he did end up apologizing about at least one of them, but some of this stuff has been pretty shifty and pretty questionable. That's way different than just being, like, on a show with some advertising somewhere.
I follow you a little bit. It's hard to... And maybe I'm more in tune with, like, or I just don't throw my money away without investigating stuff like some people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not going to go and throw my money into something
just John
because
McAfee says
there's
so.
A famous person out there
Me
who
neither.
Is pimping a product.
Dude, I'm the same way, okay?
And, at some point you have to take responsibility for your own stupid actions.
Absolutely. But shouldn't John McAfee take responsibility for what he's backing?
I don't think so because it's
no.
It's,
so he should just be a mouthpiece, and if OneCoin wants to advertise with him,
it's
he
an
should
advertisement
just
that he's being paid to produce. And I don't think that if it was
if you're getting paid to read copy and say you're getting paid to read copy,
I want
to
know what the copy is. I want to know what the product is, and I want to know something about it. That doesn't mean my investigation is going to be perfect.
He may not be reputable, but I don't think it should be illegal.
Oh, I wasn't saying it should be illegal. I'm just saying his reputation's on the line, and to just say he should be given an excuse.
New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscup's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bane Books at Bane.com for more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will review President Trump's efforts to exclude immigrants from census counts. If allowed, the policy would shift both political power and funding away from regions with large illegal immigrant populations.
Can a toy gun cost a child's life?
A teenage boy was shot and killed, and another is being questioned after an incident east of Houston. The shooting happened at about 2 o'clock Friday morning. A 911 caller said he arrived at an apartment to meet a woman he met online when two young males approached him, armed with what appeared to be a rifle. The man thought he was being robbed, so he drew and fired his weapon, then fled and called 911. The surviving teen tried saving his friend with CPR. Deputies and paramedics assisted, but the teenager did not survive. The weapon the teens had was actually a toy rifle made to resemble an AR-15. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Deputies say the surviving teen is uncooperative. USA Radio News. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had a very serious bout with COVID-19. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I've been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
If you're going to be anywhere near people, wear a mask. And fellas, there's a bonus. You won't need to shave as often. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in if you want to take control of the airwaves. You can do that. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you tonight, you do have Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris. You can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the show. We were just talking about what was going on with John McAfee, where he's apparently looking at up to 30 years in a U.S. prison, and given that he's now, I think, 74 years old, that would be a death sentence for John McAfee.
Yeah.
If he is
almost guaranteed
convicted of multiple so-called tax evasion charges. He was also charged with, I think, 5 counts of failure to file.
I wonder if they'll try to make an example of him, or he'll get something, you know, somewhat reasonable, you know, with, and I'll put reasonable in quotes here because I don't think anything is reasonable, but, you know, something on the lower end of that, mm-hmm. you know, because oftentimes they'll say, oh, 100 years, and then you'll get convicted and it'll be like a year. So right. I'm kind of curious. But on the other hand, if they're trying to make an example of him, it could be like, you know, Ross Ulbricht of Silk Road.
Who is the founder of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace that is now serving 2 life sentences plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of creating a website, which is tragic and horrifying. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, we talked earlier tonight about the Twitter and Facebook censorship. It was just sort of mentioned in the story about Hunter Biden and the crack pipe and the sex tape and all this, you know, data that's supposedly coming off of a laptop that was left at a computer repair shop. There was a mention in that story that social media was cracking down on that particular news. So if you were to to take the news story about Hunter Biden and post it on Facebook or Twitter,
you would
be blocked from making that post, and maybe they would even, like, ban your account or something like that.
That's a whole other story, I think, that actually has resulted because of that.
It's just the same story of Twitter cracking down on stories they don't like.
Well,
it's the latest version of it.
There is the gossip side of it, right? And then there is the, you know, censorship side. I think that's two different stories in and of themselves.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying it's just the latest version of yet another targeting of political news by Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
So this is a story that's ongoing of these centralized, centrally controlled social media platforms that have a particular political viewpoint, that have a particular political party that they want to promote, and so they target Donald Trump. They target, you know, some of the right-wing stuff. But they let fly all the left-wing hate.
Oh, sure.
For instance. So, according to Reuters, there's an update here. Twitter appeared to backtrack on its decision to block links to the New York Post article about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's son, despite reaffirming the ban late Thursday. Republicans who had decried Twitter's earlier actions posted the story freely on the site. Arizona Representative Paul Gosar tweeted, quote, "You can now share the bombshell story that big tech didn't want you to see." The company's policy chief, Vijaya Gadde, said Thursday night that Twitter had decided to make changes to its hacked materials policy following feedback. But a spokesman told Reuters that the New York Post story would still be blocked for, quote, "violating the rules on personal private information." They said, "We'll no longer remove hacked content unless it is directly shared by hackers or those acting in concert with them." The Twitter admin said, further, "We will label tweets to provide context instead of blocking links from being shared on Twitter." So what that means is if you share a link on Twitter that they don't like, they'll put a warning up if it's a so-called hacked content to let you know what their opinion is. But they say they'll still let you see it.
That's kind of interesting because
what makes them think I'm interested in their opinion?
You're on their site.
You know what's interesting about that is if you link to a hacked content, the U.S. government has prosecuted, or I would say persecuted, reporters for act.
You're talking about Barrett Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was
not the only one, but he's one.
He's the one I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
He was in a chat room, I believe an IRC chat room. He posted a link to some alleged leaked content.
Something I don't think he had even opened. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, if my memory is correct, I could be wrong, but I don't think he even opened it at the time. He just copied and pasted it from one room to another.
And went to prison for that.
Yeah, he did.
I think he's out now. I'm not sure what he's up to.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was out.
He got out a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Twitter had initially said the Post story violated its hacked materials policy, which bars the distribution of content obtained through hacking, but has provided no details on what materials it viewed as hacked. Now, remember, this laptop allegedly was turned into the FBI. So does that count as hacking? Maybe that's why they undid.
Only when it happens to a Democrat.
Well, it sounds like they're coming up with new policies to respond in order to favor the candidates they want to favor.
The Twitter executive director, Jack Dorsey, said in a tweet Friday morning that, quote, "straight blocking of URLs was wrong," unquote, and suggested Twitter instead should have applied tools like labels. He says, "Our goal is to attempt to add context, and now we have capabilities to do that," he said. Tweets of the story successfully published on Friday did not have any labels attached, and Twitter declined to answer Reuters' questions on whether that was due to an error or a policy decision. So there you go. Everything's fine at Twitter. Right? See, they undid. You know, there's nothing to see here.
This is the problem with these centralized platforms, hosted platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with censorship, and if you're on the wrong side of the, you know, the position,
you can't be heard.
You can't be heard. And this is not something that affects just people on the left or just the people on the right. It affects everybody, or, you know, libertarians or whatever. Every single person gets affected by this.
Right, and people just keep on with these platforms. As many times as they've banned and censored people, nobody just told me off the air that he was banned from Facebook today again. Our co-host Aria has been banned from Facebook multiple times. But people keep going back. Whenever they get treated, you know, it's like going back to
spouse. That's where the people are.
That's what everybody
says,
but I don't believe it.
Nobody hears you.
Everybody says that.
People are hearing us right now.
Everybody says that, but it's not true. It's
an
excuse that they use in order to justify their
because that's really what I want to do. No, I want to talk to different people who haven't heard anything I've had to say before.
I'm not,
and that means
okay,
people
so
on Twitter and Facebook, because that's where the naive people are.
I'm not talking specifically about you, okay?
Well, you're talking about a class of which I am a member, and I'm telling you, why that is.
You may have good reasons to, you know, do... there's different people, and there's different reasons that people do different things, right? So you may have a good reason for doing those things, right? The other person doesn't necessarily have that same reason. And we're just talking about this. I'm talking about this, at least generally speaking.
Mm.
I think most people don't have a good reason to be on a platform like Facebook. I think
not when there are better platforms there.
I think some people may have a good reason for politics or whatever. I don't necessarily think that's the case with Facebook. However, certainly, that's just an opinion based off of what I've heard from other people, particularly yourself, Ian, in terms of not being able to accomplish much of anything on Facebook.
Yeah, I think that I also agree with you that was the excuse that I hear from everybody. Oh, well, that's where everybody is. But it's not true.
No,
there are plenty of people who are not on those platforms, and we're reaching them.
Yeah, they're the people who are already awake.
That's not true either.
There's
all kinds of people out there, many of whom are not, you know, on these platforms. But the point I wanted to make about this was there's all this hubbub. Every time Twitter or Facebook does a crackdown like this, they ban some news story, and then there's always this big, you know, how dare they? We've been banned. This story's been censored, and yet they keep on posting.
Yeah, and people should.
But that's the thing of it. It's a waste of time. You're wasting your breath. There's a lot of people who are complaining
about
this.
It's not a waste of breath, because what it does is it helps wake people up to the fact that the media is lying and lying and lying and covering up the truth.
I'm not saying you
shouldn't
talk about
it. So they have to keep doing it, and we have to keep calling them on it.
I don't have to. I can go anywhere and do anything else I want.
Yeah.
But but the point I was trying to make about this is not that you shouldn't say something. Go ahead. We're talking about it on the air. So we're saying something about it. Just stop begging these platforms to change. That's what I'm saying is a waste of time.
I'm not begging them to change.
I'm telling people what they're
doing and why they shouldn't be using the platform.
I got you.
But there's no point in telling that to the people who aren't using the platform.
But there are people who are begging
the platforms. You have to tell it to the people who are using the platform.
I understand what you're saying.
They're the people who have to stop.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So I'll be the last guy out, or I'll go down with the ship.
Great, you do that. The point is, the people who are complaining to Twitter and Facebook, they're wasting their breath. They're not going to change.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses, like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, toll free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And also, don't forget to join us on our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. You can go there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. The instructions are there on how you do that at chat.lrn.fm. Don't forget archives and more available at freetalklive.com. We were just arguing about social media and how, you know, Chris and I, we're not so big of fans of spending time on these centralized platforms. I don't blame somebody for wanting to go and tap into the audience that they have. And as long as they're not banning you all the time, you know, you can do that to some extent.
Yeah, I think
even
also
getting banned all the time is a demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Because you tell them that social media is scamming with the deep state, and they say you're crazy, but then they notice that you keep getting banned for saying.
Does it say that you, when you're banned, that you've been banned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so people would actually know that.
Well, they also shadow ban people.
Oh, right. So, you know, I think a lot of this is also partially strategy in what you think is possible or accomplishable. Like, for me personally, I'm not convinced that you can change people's minds so easily or that it's necessarily even a good idea.
Did anybody say it was evil? Easy? Because nobody didn't.
Yeah, no. And I think that's it's also part of, my perspective versus, you know, maybe your perspective, nobody, right? So I'm not convinced that you can change people's minds so easily or get them to change their mind and then not flip
back. Well, I'm not convinced I can either. I'm just convinced that we lose if I can't.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's a difference between getting somebody to vote one way and, you know, getting them to be, you know, a libertarian. And I think or an anarchist or whatever you want to try and get them to convert to. And I think the best strategy, at least from my perspective, is to get people of like mind to move to New Hampshire, whereas I think your strategy is more to get people who are already here to become libertarian or something along those lines?
Well, it's definitely to make more libertarians, both here and abroad, because I've got things that I do focus nationally and things that focus locally.
Yeah. So I'm of a different persuasion, I think, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a good thing. Like, I think when people get banned, I think it's a good thing to promote, right? So I don't necessarily think that it's bad thing that we have some people getting banned from Facebook, because it gives us something to talk about.
That's
and why
we're talking about
right,
it.
Exactly.
It is important. And so I think that's one thing that we can all agree on so far, is that we've all agreed that promoting these bans, promoting these Facebook crackdowns, the Twitter crackdowns, is valuable. However, I think that what we need to be doing at the same time is promoting the alternative.
Right.
Not you know, and I'm not saying you're doing this, nobody, okay, I'm just talking generally about there's some people out there that want to see Facebook change, or they want to see Twitter.
Oh, no. I want to see Facebook die.
There you go.
I want to pry people away from that platform.
I think our opinions are more alike than dislike.
I agree. But that's why we need to promote the alternative.
Right,
so we've been promoting Matrix, for instance, as a decentralized chat platform. There's Mastodon, which is a great decentralized replacement for Twitter. So it's a great alternative social media that is federated and self-hosted and way better in a lot of ways. But there's a certain group of people out there that they want to, like, use the government to regulate Twitter or to regulate Facebook. They're saying that, well, this should be a public platform and it should be a public utility. We should all have the right to access these platforms. They're so important, they should be regulated by the government.
Oh, and that's exactly what you want, what you don't want, because that's going to prevent anything from being able to compete with them.
Good point.
You know, if they become the social media companies of record, then they're locked into a monopoly niche and you can't escape.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, obviously there would still be, you know, underground alternatives or whatever if it came to that. But there are actually people who want that. And so I'm just saying, if you find yourself called to this idea of, like, begging Facebook to change their mind or be different, give up on that and focus your energy on creating the alternative. Focus your energy on promoting the alternative and then put things there.
Yeah, it's definitely something I like to do, is lead by example and do, you know, do what I preach. So I've never been on Facebook even, actually.
Wow.
I've been against Facebook from before Facebook was even popular. But it's not, and I understand that that's not everybody. And sometimes the one thing you have to be kind of conscientious of is that if you attack people, sometimes when you are talking about not being on Facebook, it comes off as an attack. And so you kind of got to be careful there, too, that, you know, that you come off as being too preachy.
Or the enlightened or something like
that.
Yeah,
so I try not to talk about it too much, but every once in a while, you know, saying, oh, well, I'm not on Facebook. You know,
I only mention it if somebody, you know, if it happens to come up.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't been on there since 2018.
Yeah.
So there's other ways that, you know, if you want to follow what I do, you know, I've got a Telegram account.
Yeah, I mean, people have to be aware that you're on another platform, right? Because otherwise they won't even check it out.
And I think that's a legitimate use of the old large platforms. If you have an account there still, if you haven't been completely banned, you know, what I did when I left Facebook was I kept the account up for several months and just left a post at the very top pinned to my account. I was no longer, actually, I think I had an IFTTT that was linking posts over there, but I had a post at the top, and every post began with, like, hey, follow me over here on this other platform on Mastodon because I'm no longer on Facebook. And then eventually I shut the account down.
Did people see that message, or was it mostly, like, I don't want to say censored, but just not actually getting attraction because of how Facebook is?
I mean, that's generally a problem with Facebook, is your people don't see your messages. So that was my biggest response to the people who said...
And that's why I was curious about whether or not that had any effect by doing that.
Well, no. I mean, because Facebook prevents your friends from seeing your posts in a lot of cases. So it's seen by some people, but it's a fraction of the number of people. That's one of the things that changed over the years about Facebook, was in the beginning years, it was a legitimate way to connect with all of your friends. You could easily invite them all to an event that you created, or when you posted, they would see what you were posting. And eventually they changed their algorithm to where the only way you could get your whole friends list to see what you were posting is to pay Facebook.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
You know, hey, they're in business. It's their business, whatever. But they purposefully crippled their platform after making it useful. And everybody still says, oh, well, that's where everyone is. Well, that may be true, but everyone isn't seeing what you're posting.
I don't know if that's the truth anymore. I mean, I know so many people who have left Facebook for different reasons, not necessarily for reasons of principle necessarily even, but just they've just left Facebook.
Yeah, but you and I run in those circles.
I will say,
I would say
to people that aren't awake yet.
Hold on. So I certainly would agree that I run in those circles, whether people are more likely to be leaving Facebook,
right.
But it's not just the people who are in my circle that I've noticed who are leaving. Like, from what I understand, younger people are not on
they're
Facebook.
They're going to other platforms.
Yeah.
TikTok.
And, some of the people who I think
Snapchat.
Were older, they just kind of don't use it anymore just because, I don't know.
They've seen a diminishment in the users.
I mean, you're not going to see the numbers declining because Facebook they only increase it.
But perception is reality.
They advertise people coming on, but they don't advertise people going off.
Of course not. But perception is reality for people that are in the midst of that platform. They're still surrounded digitally by all these people that they know, supposedly.
And it's a lot harder to notice people leaving than people coming.
Sure, that's true.
So
you'd have to be like, hey, wait, where was so-and-so? I haven't seen them in a while. And
right?
you're less likely to do that. Yeah. I think you're right about that. Focus on the alternatives. And we've got some good ones. So take your time. If you haven't taken the time yet, check out Mastodon. Check out the different servers out there. There's Liberdon, which is ostensibly run by a libertarian, Liberdon.com. There's, of course, Gab, which is one of the most popular Mastodon servers on the planet, and the Mastodon people hate them. That's kind of that's an interesting story and an interesting option. And then, of course, if you've got the compututer chops, you can just start your own. And run your own Mastodon server.
It's kind of interesting because you don't have to run it. In the case of Mastodon, it's actually called federated, so you don't actually have to run your own software or server. You can sign up for an instance, basically, that somebody else runs.
Right. Well, that's what Liberdon is, and that's what Gab is.
Right.
But that's what I was saying. If you wanted to do your own instance, you can do that.
You can. You absolutely
if you know
can.
What you're doing, you can do that.
Yep. And that's good. It's good when you do, because the more, if we're all on Liberdon, right?
That's bad.
Then
it's centralized again.
It becomes more centralized and people can be censored and so on.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Absolutely better to, spread out across different instances if you can.
So, and check out thinkpenguin.com. Also, Freedom Decrypted. It's your Saturday evening television video
text
experience.
Show.
Tech show. That's back on as of last weekend, so you're back this week as well. Check him out tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time over at freedomdecrypted.com. And then tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, over at dlive.lrn.fm. Join Nobody for Nobody Tells the Truth.
Because nobody does.
Also on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. So that's coming up in about a half hour. And we'll see you there online. In the meantime, we're at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.